Hello, 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 everybody. Thank all y'all for tuning in with your listening ears. I'm once again your gracious, dedicated, humble host, Paul Anthony Walker, and this is the Paul Anthony Walker Podcast. Now, I got these headphones, so hopefully my sound will be kind of crisp. But we have a lot to talk about, especially with this border crossing thing. You know, a lot of these migrants have been coming in into this country, and Texas the governor of Texas, Governor Greg Abbott, I think that's his last name, but he has decided to take a stand against, you know, all these illegal immigrants coming in this country, which they're illegal. You know, they just basically coming in with no type of passport, nothing. You know, they just bomb rushing the borders. And, you know, he just decided to, you know, pass a law and, you know, stop them in their tracks. Now, President Biden, you know, he has literally disapproved of Abbott, Governor Abbott, as well as other activists and other services that feel like they are in violation, you know, violating human rights or whatever you want to call it. But my thing is, you know, with all these people from these different countries coming in this country, what if it might be a terrorist attack, you know what I'm saying, on this country? And I think it was a senator or a congressman. I might have to end up playing that, getting a clip of that video in my next podcast. But he also made a reference to, you know, what if, you know, they bringing all these illegal peoples coming in this country, and what if it might be a terrorist attack? You know, they basically just bomb rushing the borders, you know, in some of Texas and other states, you know. But, you know, Texas is closer to Mexico, you know, Texas, Arizona, they're more closer, you know what I'm saying, to Mexico. And these people coming in, it's not just only Mexicans that come across the border. It's other people from other countries, you know, even Africans, some Asians, you know, just different people from different other countries have been coming in through Mexico, and they're coming in the border, you know what I'm saying, illegally. And it's basically straining the country. I mean, the states, you know, Chicago, they're having a hard time, especially New York. Their mayor is saying that they you know, they're coming in the country. And Abbott, Governor Greg Abbott, he has been basically busing those migrants, illegal immigrants, whatever you want to call them, which they are illegal, in my opinion. No citizenship or anything, they coming in illegal. But he has been literally busing them because Chicago and I think Chicago, Colorado, New York, they are literally sanctuary states. You know, sanctuary is basically they come in and they looking for, they coming in and it's kind of like a safe haven, you know. I guess that's what you want to call it, until they get processed and all that, you know, plead their case or whatever, you know, like they basically running from fleeing a country that's hostile. I guess I can kind of break it down like that. Maybe I might be wrong in the meaning, but I think that's what it means. But anyway, these peoples are coming in, getting all the opportunities. They literally, when they get here, they're set. You know, they get loans. They get everything that the taxpayers have a difficult time getting. You know what I'm saying? And even some of the homeless people, they ain't even getting the benefits like these people are getting. You know what I'm saying? So it's just a lot of stuff that these people are coming in and they getting away with a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, and the taxpayers are I rage, you know, like, you bring these people in this country, you give them shelter, you give them money, you know, but we all know the agenda here. The agenda is literally cheap labor. You know, these people come in and they get exploited. You know what I'm saying? Literally, that's what they're doing. I mean, extorted. I said exploited. They get extorted to work cheap labor. And this has been going on for ever since they've been opening these borders up and letting these people coming in this country, you know what I'm saying? They don't even have any citizenship. And it's only getting, it's only going to get worse and worse and worse. And like I said, and like other people have said, when it, if it does, if a terrorist attack does happen on this country, and it's because of one of them, then all of a sudden they're going to backtrack and they're going to want to try to put laws in place and they're going to want to try to get them up out of the country. Watch what I say. Watch what I tell you. Because something like that is bound to happen. You know, it makes the country vulnerable, you know, by just letting all these people in. And don't you know, terrorists, they can sit back and just study all this stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, you know what? If they flooding all the borders, I mean, they flooding the borders. They're just letting everybody come in. That's an easy way for us to come in as well and do some type of attack on the country. And like I said, one congressman, I think he was a congressman or a senator, he has warned, it was a clear warning that this might possibly happen. And a lot of people don't like Trump to get back in office because Trump has made a specific purpose when he does get back in that he's going to deal harshly with people coming in this country illegally. And as much as a lot of people say this and that about Trump, I definitely approve of Trump of doing that. You know what I'm saying? I definitely approve of him because we don't need people coming in our country that's not United States citizens, that's actually getting leapfrogging over taxpayers that pay taxes here. And we're not even getting the benefits that they're getting. You know what I'm saying? Like, they haven't getting business loans, open up businesses, but then they want to turn around and tell everybody else, you know, that what we need to do to get together, but you come in here on a silver platter, you coming over here getting everything on a silver platter. You know what I'm saying? How does that make sense? It doesn't make any sense. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, like I said, Trump, when he does get back in, which they're trying to stop him from getting back in, but I definitely would support that agenda, you know what I'm saying, to get him up out of this country. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people might not like what I'm saying, but hey, it's just the truth. They're coming in droves, literally taking over. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and it's also you got to be cautious. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, they coming in and anything can happen. You know what I'm saying? Anything can happen. And if people are not paying attention, terrorists sit back and they've been studying this country for the longest. And they're waiting for the right moment to strike. And by them letting all these people from these different countries coming over here, that's the perfect time to attack this country. It's perfect. You know, coming in through those borders, it makes this country very, very vulnerable. Very vulnerable. You know what I'm saying? They can come in the borders. They can look for weak spots in this country to attack. You know? And the Democratic Party, you know, they are for this. You know what I'm saying? For people from other countries coming over here illegally. You know? They're a part of the, like I said, the free labor, you know what I'm saying, or the low-paying labor wages agenda, because they letting them come over here, they paying them low wages to work, and they making millions and millions of dollars, they get richer, because they know the American citizen here, they're not going to stand for getting underpaid. And so why not bring these people over here, do our bidding, and once they do our bidding, you know what I'm saying, we will get them benefits, you know what I'm saying? We'll open businesses for them, you know, we'll give them breaks, tax breaks, and all this other stuff, you know what I'm saying, that we're not even getting, that we actually here are the citizens here, and we paying taxes. So it's always an agenda. It's agenda. It is a agenda. If you cannot sit back and just see that this is not, this is a agenda. I said not, but this is a agenda. It's an agenda. You know, and a lot of people, Democrats, are against Trump because Trump said he's gonna clean the house. You know, and I definitely believe Trump is definitely gonna clean house, you know, when it comes to this whole issue, which then now they're trying to actually I want to say sue the governor of Texas because he is taking a stand to get these people up out of his state. And I'm like, what is he doing wrong? I have to agree with what he's doing, because if I was the governor, I would be doing the same thing too. Like, you bringing these people in our state, you know what I'm saying, they let them bum rush these borders. They coming in getting all the benefits from the state. We got people in the state paying taxes and whatever, and they getting taken all the jobs, you know what I'm saying. They get in, or they got a cousin that's been here, you know, they gonna hook them up. So yeah, I would be doing the same thing too if I was the governor of Texas. I would do exactly the same thing he is doing. Like, he is doing the right thing. And President Biden, feeling some type of way. So now they are at odds with each other, or you know, they have this whole back and forth battle, which I hope. Hopefully the governor of Texas end up winning, because it's, you know, with, if I'm going to vote, you know what I'm saying, and he would not be a president I will vote for just because of what he's doing, you know what I'm saying. Like, I can understand now they coming in legally, you know, they done did the paperwork process and this and that, but these people are coming in illegally. So that's a difference. And I'm not going to support anyone that's coming in this country, or any president or any type of political party that approves of people that's coming in here illegally in this country. I don't agree with it. It's wrong. It's actually a criminal act, because you allowing them to come in. And they don't have no legal documentations. They don't have nothing. And then you turn around giving them all these benefits, these loans, these businesses, these different type of special privileges and stuff. No. I do not agree with this crap. I don't agree with it. Because it's wrong. 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 So, yeah, man, to me personally, I stand by Trump on that. Trump, I stand by that. I stand by him on that. I stand by the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott. I think I got his last name pronounced right. Maybe right or wrong, but y'all get what I'm saying. And to get mad at the governor for taking a stand in his own state to eliminate some of these people from coming in, I'm like, what the hell? That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. But y'all get what I'm saying. It's just clearly wrong, man. Like, but we'll see, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to president, you know, who are y'all going to place y'all vote. Y'all see what's going on with the Democratic Party. You know, you see what they're doing. And, you know, who you going to vote for, you know what I'm saying? Like, to me, I think, you know, this whole immigration thing needs to be, this whole asylum states, you know, this law needs to be done with. It needs to be destroyed. And I do hope, I really hope Trump gets in to deal with that law, to destroy it. Because we don't need no asylum laws. We don't need those states like that to bring them peoples up in here in our country. We don't need that. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, it's leading up to some type of terrorist attack in this country. Mark my words, but it's bound to happen. You know, it's bound to happen. But anyway, thank all y'all for tuning in. Peace.